Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. I have always had a wandering mind. And just a few days ago, my mind wandered from movies to the past, to the future of our country. A very grave future unless we do something about it quickly, unless we take a stand. But how did my mind arrive in such a serious place? You'd be surprised how easily it can happen with me. It started out on a leisure afternoon. I was watching one of my favorite science fiction movies, a DVD that's part of my collection, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Not that stupid remake, a movie I've loved since I was a little kid, the original classic 1950s version, one of the first science fiction films to not be called a B movie. It was an A movie, A plus, if you ask me. We're used to more adult science fiction these days. Believe me, they were not used to that in the 50s. I still haven't seen the remake. But interestingly enough, I did write a review for the remake. Yes, it's true. Way back in the year 2008, I wrote a review for a film before it hit the theaters. Does that sound strange? Writing a review for a movie I hadn't seen? Does that sound fair? Writing a review for a movie I hadn't seen? Well, here's the thing. I didn't need to see the movie. It was a remake. That alone spoke volumes. I knew they were going to change the story, and I knew exactly what they were going to change in the story. Now, mind you, I had no advance information, no inside connections. I also avoided all pre-internet chatter, but I knew, as sure as there's a nose on my face, I knew. I am reading for you now my review written for my town hall blog. It was a daily blog, July 30th, 2008. I've gotten pretty good at predicting movies. That is, I've gotten pretty good at predicting movies that come out of Hollywood. When it's an independent film, they revert back to that old tradition called a story. Maybe you've heard of it. When a movie has an actual story, it is far more difficult to predict. My greatest hatred is remakes of classic movies and remakes of classic TV shows. I grew up as a little kid on Leave It to Beaver, so when the movie version came out, I refused to even see it. I did predict that the kids would not sound like real kids, would not sound like the Cleaver kids, talking sassy ways to their parents. One day, a few years later, when the movie was now on television, I was flipping the channels around with my remote control, and for about 2 minutes, I did indeed catch a scene from the new Leave It to Beaver movie. Ward and June Cleaver were making out on the couch. Wally walked in and shouted, "Hey, you two, get a room!" Yep, quite a tribute to the innocent days of the 1950s. And then, more recently, we had Steven Spielberg's remake of War of the Worlds. Now, I loved the original movie based on the original H.G. Wells classic. This time, I predicted that instead of a scientist and his girlfriend fleeing the alien beings, we would see a father with his troubled teen. You know, the divorced dad who never paid his kid any attention, never went to his basketball game, stuff like that. Spielberg is a brilliant director, to be sure, but I knew even he would be unable to avoid this tired plot device that serves as an automatic ingredient for all of these disaster movies. A parent and their neglected kid are thrown together, or a man with his divorced wife is thrown together. It could be one or the other. After all, Hollywood does have some variety. I must admit, I was wrong about one thing. Since the original War of the Worlds ended with God saving the day, I figured that today's anti-Christian filmmakers would either take God out of the ending completely or use the title Allah in place of God. That did not happen. So War of the Worlds did provide one pleasant surprise, but my other prediction was right on the money. Divorced Tom Cruise and his soured teen son fleeing the Jolly Green Giants from Mars. Recently, I was exposed to some dreadful news. Now they are remaking The Day the Earth Stood Still. This was my favorite, arguably one of the best science fiction films ever made, if not the best. It was well written, well acted, and it had a good message ahead of its time. The special effects were not bad either for the 1950s, and they still hold up. The ahead of its time message was that the aliens were not evil devouring monsters, but rather peaceful aliens who came to warn the Earth that she must give up her tendencies toward war. If not, Earth will not be permitted to live should she venture into outer space. Okay, here's my prediction. Incidentally, I'm not bragging with these predictions. You are probably guessing the same thing right now. Anyone would. This time, the warning will not be about war. It will be about global warming, right? I mean, this is Hollywood. What else could they possibly do? The aliens will warn us about the dangers of global warming. The movie does not come out until December. That's why I wanted to put forth my prediction long before the story could leak out over the internet or from some review. Here's my review ahead of time. It stinks. Okay, that was my blog for Town Hall in July of 2008. And that was my prediction. Anyway, after finishing the strange predictive movie review, I added a note to my readers telling them I had no plans to see the film, but they were free to simply write in the comment section whether or not my prediction was accurate. The first comment posted said I was dead on. Accurate. After that, knowing my prediction was on record, I felt free to read some reviews. I looked around on the internet to read some customer comments. The first one I saw said it was like watching Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. And so that's our trip down memory lane for 2008. Much has happened since then in some ways. In other ways, nothing is new under the sun, whatever you might think the sun is doing to our polar ice caps. Look, I understand that whether or not the world is warming in any kind of serious way is a fair question. I am not against such discussions when they're honestly conducted in the realm of real science, not by people benefiting from a certain view of the science. I did an entire radio show on the subject interviewing physicist Chris Severino. You can still listen to that podcast. It's called Global Warming: How Science Often Gets Reinterpreted. It's episode 88. But the sadness and irony of being able to predict what Hollywood is going to do is a separate discussion. The Chicken Little sky is falling alarm cries of politicians who don't really know or care if the globe is warming should also be of concern. Now then, listen to me carefully. You are entitled to whatever scientific opinion you want, whatever scientific conclusion you want, but politically, I am going to tell you right now just exactly what is going on. Nothing profound, nothing complicated, something very simple, but you can take it to the bank. The convenience of global warming for politicians is that it instills fear. That's it. That's all. They love instilling fear. They profit from instilling fear. Once the government has scared the population to death, they can make citizens do anything. They can control our lives. Now, with global warming, they were only achieving a modicum of success. When COVID-19 came along, the fear and paranoia was much easier to spread. Some of that makes sense. After all, COVID was happening in the present, not some apocalyptic future such as the climate change scenarios. A lot of people were dying from this virus, but a lot of people were not dying from this virus. The virus had a 99% recovery rate, and it still does. And yet, because they instilled fear, look how many of our freedoms Americans just voluntarily set aside. Every aspect of life closed down. Schools, restaurants, stores, movie theaters, churches, parks, beaches, in some places even the freedom to take a walk in your own neighborhood or a drive along the coast. There is now some semblance of normalcy returning in some places, but nothing like what we should be seeing. It's a year later. Even after the widespread distribution of a vaccine, most public places still insist on masks, including outdoor zoos, outdoor amusement parks. Masks required. You can have the vaccine and the masks are still required. And they're still not opened up to full capacity, but you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. Now they'll use this vaccine vaccine to control our lives too. Watch for laws restricting travel or entering stores or restaurants or getting on planes without a vaccine. It's already happening in many places. The government will work to make it a requirement in all places. A lot of schools are not admitting students without a vaccine. Required mask along with the vaccine, I should say. Don't forget that part. And while the economy crashes around us, socialism waits in the wings like an eager understudy. I'm generalizing. We're having some exceptions in states such as Florida, Texas, South Dakota. But overall, as a nation, this COVID nightmare is still going on. More correctly put, COVID itself, while dangerous, was never the nightmare. The government was the nightmare from the beginning. The government still is the nightmare. These are the facts, people, the plain facts. You want me to back them up? I already have many, many times. I have done program after program where I've shared quotes from politicians shamelessly admitting, publicly admitting, that they were going to take advantage of the COVID-19 virus to enact their agenda. And their agenda, socialism, has been crystal clear. But honestly, people, we don't even have to go there. You don't even need to listen to the politicians to know ahead of time what they plan to do. We actually know all of this as easily as I knew ahead of time the big twist for the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still. You see, anyone can predict the future. All you have to do is study history, which always repeats itself, and study human nature, which always repeats itself. Human nature, when it gains power, acts a certain way. Human nature, when made to feel fearful, acts a certain way. Now, if only they were to make a film called The Day Al Gore Stopped Flying Around on His Fossil Fuel-Powered Private Jet to Give Lectures on Global Warming, then we might have a movie worth seeing. Or how about The Day Joe Biden's Mouth Stood Still? The energy from his mouth alone could power the entire city of Scranton. Did you know Joe comes from Scranton? He does. Did you know Joe isn't really running our country? He's not. Did you know the people pulling his puppet strings will not be satisfied until they have taken complete, unconditional control over your life? They won't. Did you know this is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious? It is.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.